Hey, can you hear me now, sir? Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, well, I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I can hear you now.
All right, perfect. I think we're better connected now. So, before we move forward, can I have your good name, please, so I can address you better? Hello? Well, I lost you again. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, your voice is kind of breaking up. Anyway, can I have your good name so I can address you better?
Yes, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, okay. All right, Emmanuel, how's your evening coming along?
Yeah, sorry, I couldn't. It's just been crazy busy going up and down. So yeah, it's just busy.
All right, that's fine. So, we had a brief chat on the website, and you mentioned that you were looking for, you were looking for an application similar to the loan
Yes.
application you wrote to me.
Yes, I was looking for one, but I think that's going to be really expensive, and I don't think we have that much money to put into the app. I didn't realize how expensive it was going to be, and so yeah, it's pretty expensive. So I
Oh, well,
just,
yeah, when you
yeah.
talked about a custom application, it is a significant, financial
Yeah.
obligation, I'll be honest with you. However, since we've done, similar applications before, I think the benefit we'd have over other providers is that we have something that we can, kind of reuse or reskin for you. You getting me? So we don't have to build everything necessarily from scratch, although the front end and the front end design would be 100%, customized. However, the back end locomotive or the engine of the application, we may have some parts that we have already built for another client, so we can use them for you as well. I think I did show you one application that we have done similar to yours. Did you see that?
No, I have not. Did you send it on the email or?
Well, I think I sent you in the chat when you were discussing it.
Oh, well, the thing is I logged out or that tablet died, so after that I was not able to see what you had sent. So I mean, let me see. It sounds good. Thanks. Yeah, so I think you sent like a pic, you sent like the conversation we had on the chat. And I think the last thing we had said was basically, sounds good, I'll see you at 3:45. And then you said, thanks, I'll make it in a good meeting. And that was it. But I didn't see what kind of app you had developed.
Okay, well, not a problem. Let me send you the app right now. Can I send it over the text messages to you?
Sure, yeah, send it to me, or you can send it on the email and then see. But I think it's kind of expensive, so I don't know. I really don't. I would, because I deal with customers too, and so sometimes some of the stuff that we do is expensive, unfortunately, like landscaping. So I know the feeling of dealing with someone and then them telling you they don't have any money to do it. So I just don't want you to feel like I'm wasting your time,
I
or
appreciate that.
basically just I know your time. So I didn't think it was that expensive until like I was doing some research now, until I did like a brief research here of
Right.
how much it would be, and yeah, it is expensive. But I get it, I mean, at this point, what I'm thinking is maybe like coming up with a better business plan for ourselves so that we can generate enough money so that we can have something like that. But right now, well, the thing is that this business is my dad's business, so he's been running it, But the thing is that he hasn't been able to fully like he basically just started on his own, you know. So he has no he doesn't have a lot of a good idea. Like he doesn't believe in marketing. He's starting to believe it now because I'm doing the marketing my own, and so like I'm pretty sure there's good companies out there who can do it way better than me. But now he realizes that like the internet is like helpful. You know, you can find clients on the internet or whatever. You know,
exactly.
But you could say I've only been here with him for like 3 years. And so I've been kind of slowly helping him kind of like grow a little bit or get more high end paying jobs because, you know, he just started mowing yards. That's it. He just had a little truck and a little mower. And so, you know, like that's like a high school salary. You know, high schoolers do that and over the summer they, you know, they do that. And so that's not like a huge, like a huge career tray or whatever, you know, like it doesn't, I mean, it can leave you some money, but at the end of the day, it doesn't provide enough good money for like, you know, like for a business to run. So I've been helping him kind of direct the company into other things like landscaping, fencing, rock and pavers, sprinkler repairs, tree jobs. Those areas leave more money than just mowing, you know? And so that's what I've been kind of...
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think, Emmanuel, you realize now by now, you know, you probably do that, you know, getting clients on board that can actually pay you well, you have to have those...
Yes.
You need to hit the right avenues as well, right? And,
yes.
You know,
and you have to hire the... Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you do it by word of mouth, then, of course, there's a limited reach that you can get. There's
right.
You could probably get some work from your friends and family. But something like a, you know, like a niche industry that is landscaping. I understand landscaping because I've done, you know, a couple of projects, other projects for, you know, similar companies like you. Of course, they're much more established. But I can tell you one thing at this point, right? You mm-hmm. mentioned that your father, he started out like a single man army, and he has been doing business for a long time now with really small jobs like mowing and, you know, grass cutting and stuff
just
like
mowing.
That. I can assure you that most landscaping businesses actually start from grass mowing, right? And B, mm-hmm. I can tell you that they it's almost always a single person or, you know, say one family that begins a business, and then, you know, when they actually, you know, realize what the internet can do for them, especially after, you know, the pandemic, that's when they start hitting the right clients. Because, of course, as long as you're doing word of mouth marketing and you're doing it within your, you know, within your proximity, within your area, you're going to find clients that are small, right? Because your reach and your radius of marketing is not too big. And so you cannot expect, you know, highly paying clients coming in every day, right? This company that I just sent to you, Thumbtack, I don't know if you've seen the email as yet or not. It's basically... Yes, please.
Okay. I have not seen anything yet. Maybe you send it to oakwoodlandscaping@gmail.com, correct?
Yeah, exactly the same email I sent you the first one on. I've actually sent you two emails, one that I sent you about 5 hours ago and the other one just now.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything. Maybe it's taking – I mean, I see the one you sent me with the conversation we had.
Uh-huh.
I guess I'm visitor 12404830, and that's the only one I have. But other than that, let me check my spam. Maybe it went there. Oh, yeah, it is there. Yeah, okay.
Right, I think it has some attachments, and, you know, since I'm sending you an email for the first time, that's probably why it went to spam.
Mm-hmm.
I think you found it now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I do see just documents. Okay.
So those are our company profile, just a better introduction of what we do and, you know, the kind of portfolio we have, the companies we work with, and then the other one is the NDA. Mm-hmm. That you could look at after the call as well. So that's not something of a rush. If you look at the second email that I sent to you, That has
Oh, yeah, I see it. Thumbtack?
Thumbtack, yep.
Yeah, I see that one.
Right, so Thumbtack is, you know, one of the most popular companies right now with services like house cleaning and repair and moving. And what they essentially do is they don't just offer the services themselves. They have vendors on board that can cover for a lot more different varieties of service, right? For example, everything from moving to web design service to house cleaning to repair, all of that they have customers for. And then they have vendors that can actually accomplish these jobs, right? So the idea here is that, you know, if you want to grow, I think it's a chicken and an egg race that you're in right now. You want to decide whether you get high-paying clients first or you get into technology first that can actually get you high-paying clients, right? So I think the best way moving forward is we always recommend that if you're doing an application, then you should just start small, you know, with a few features, and that can help you test some waters and be able to see whether how it works out for you before you go ahead and build more features into it. That's actually called an MVP, right? It's a term that we use that's called minimum viable product, whereby you just, you know, you build in the core features into an application, right? And that, of course, comes at a minimal cost. And then once you start onboarding your customers onto it, that's when you get some feedback from them on how the app is doing for them and what other features they would like to have on the application. And then on a second phase of development, you can add some more features to your application, and that's how you can come just far as, you know, the Thumbtack is right now. Like you see, it has about, you know, 262,000 reviews on the application, and it's actually number 18 ranked on lifestyle category on the Apple App Store.
Okay.
So tell me this, Emmanuel. I think you did some research with some of the companies, and I think they gave you some kind of quote that kind of scared you away from the idea. What kind of numbers did you get?
No, I just like Google, like how much does an app, like to create an app cost, and they said like, you know, they said like $30,000 to $80,000, and I was like, we don't even have that in the bank account. So it's like, that's, I mean, I know that is a fair price, but just because our company hasn't been able to grow, and right now we're a little bit struggling, to be honest, you know, because right now, I don't know where you, what part of the country you're calling me, I think New York or California, but here in Texas, yeah, like here it's getting crazy expensive, like everything is getting crazy expensive, something that we've never, you know, that we never saw before, you know. So, you know, so basically, like, you know, the cost of living and then the clients that we had or that we had, you know, it's hard for us to tell them, to go and tell them, like, hey, you know, like, our prices, you know, like, are going up and, you know, they don't like that, you know. And so it's just so expensive. So sometimes we do not make money because sometimes we just, you know, sometimes we think, okay, we look at a project and we say, okay, maybe we can make some money off of this project, but it's not going to be a lot of money. And I'm talking about like maybe like $30 or $20, you know, because, but then when you start taking into account like gas, car mechanic issues, like what else do we encounter? Oh, the machines break down. The insurance keeps going up for the trucks, you know. So then at the end of the day, like the expenses to run this little small landscaping company, it's hard to, you know, to ask for more because, you know, well, we can say, yeah, like, you know, like we try to stay as low as possible. But it's kind of hard to compete for us with other big companies because, first of all, big companies already have a good marketing team. They have a good app. They're good mechanics. You know, they have, like, everything already. You know, they have good – if they're not making money in the lawns, at least they have, like – they own, like, a piece of land where they rent or they – or they use it to make money off of that land. So that way they have enough cushion for them to if they don't make enough money, then at least they're making money from the rents of that property that they own. And this was just properties. These are just companies that have been here for a while who were small, but then eventually, you know, they have better machinery than us, you know. And so that was kind of like, well, maybe if I start a little small, like a small app, then maybe I can get more clients, because I'm noticing that a lot of people are struggling right now here in Texas, where, you know, a lot of people are telling us, you know what, like, things are getting too expensive. I'm just going to start mowing my own yard. You guys are great, but I can't afford it anymore. So, you know, so then we think like, okay, where else can we find people, or probably an app or something like that. So things like that, you know, so we're trying to move, we're kind of in a way trying to move away from mowing in a way, because we don't, I think you can make money from mowing, but it's very hard. It's very, you have to be very good at it, and you have to have, and also you, it's hard to make money from like tree trimming or tree jobs, because for that you also need like a good company. And a lot of the times, like, companies don't trust us much, because, you know, we're just kind of fresh, or people, when people need the services done right away, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to go to Google, or they're going to go to the internet and look for someone. Well, those big companies have enough money to pay Google Ads people so they can appear as the first top three companies, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's called Google Ads. You know, that works as well. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the two things that you mentioned, Emmanuel, that's exactly what I was about to say, right? Quite frankly, you cannot control the cost, you know, that's going up in almost all of the states, right? And I think in all of the USA, the prices are going up, the gas prices, the insurance, you know, the Medicare, mm-hmm. everything is going up, right? That's something you can never control, right? Because that comes from the government. What you can actually work on is the revenue, and actually, you know, try and source high-paying clients, right? So you can increase the revenue, you can focus on increasing revenue, but you can never control costs, right? And that's exactly what these big companies out there are doing. Secondly, like you mentioned, mowing is a kind of a service that people can actually do themselves, but they would rather not do it just to save themselves some time, right? They don't want to be going out into the garden and spending time, you know, say 30, 45 or minutes or an hour trying to mow their garden, and then not be able to do better than a service company. So you need to get proficient with more specialized services, especially when you talk about landscaping. There's so much more that you can do, and, you know, there's so many boutique services out there that, you know, have a really high-tech, high-priced services for lawns, and, you know, setting up the lawns, and, you know, creating pavements and whatnot. So that's what you have to look at. Now, when you talk about these bigger companies out there, you see, this is exactly what these big companies, the established companies, do differently from a small company. They invest into growing their revenue. They invest into, you know, their clients' loyalty by creating an application, offering them something, you know, something that clicks your mind when you want to, let's say, you know, get your garden mowed. You look at the company that you have on your phone, right? The company that has an application that you can go to on a single phone. And then you can check their pricing, you can, you know, check their hours of availability, you can drop your details, you can book an appointment with them without having to deal with a human, unless you have to, you know, at some point. All that is called convenience. All that is accessibility that these larger companies offer that the smaller companies don't. And that's exactly why the smaller companies stay where they are, and the larger companies, even when they start small, they have a big vision. And that's how they become big, because they invest into, you know, customer loyalty and, you know, accessibility and stuff like that. And you just mentioned, just like you mentioned right now, the larger companies have applications. They have marketing teams. And that's how they get their business in, right? So, again, I think it's a chicken and an egg race, like I mentioned. And you just need to decide whether you can get big clients coming in first, or you have to set the stage for them to actually come in by setting up your, you know, your app, by setting up accessibility for them to find you every time they're looking for a gardener and not going on the internet to look for a new one, right? Because no one likes to get a service every time with a new person. They like to go back to the previous person that they work with, as long as they're accessible, and B, you know, they have a great service.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. So yeah, I thought about I thought about doing the app and then just offering people to download the app and use the app and stuff like that. But I don't know how much, you know, how much would you charge me to you know, so that I can. I'm supposed to be meeting with a person who's gonna help me. Because I told them that I was looking to get like an app company, and he said that was a great idea. But then he's gonna get with me, and he's gonna try to teach me like a business plan model on how to, you know, how to charge for jobs, how to invest in the marketing, how to invest for the app. He said the app was fine, but I guess I just kind of want to know how much would do you think? How much for us that we're not really making a lot of money. How much would we be, you know, how much would you say that we could start out with this, or what would be like the month, or how does that work? How much would it be?
Well, before we get to that, let me ask you this. I think you mentioned that you did some, you know, research online, and you found that the application, a standard application, would cost you anywhere between $30,000 and $80,000, right? So now that's a pretty wide range. What number, 30,000 or 80,000, what scares you off? I mean, what is a number that you're not willing to spend on an application?
Well, I thought the application would only cost maybe $1,000 or something like that, because I keep hearing people who do their own applications, but I don't even know if that's true. You know, I just hear it from like TikTok, or I hear it from like YouTube, where people are like, I created my own app, but I'm like, I don't know. Like, I think to do that's kind of a little bit, like, you'd have to go to school. You'd have to really, I mean, I guess I don't know anything about this stuff, honestly. So I'm kind of like, well, I don't really believe everything that people say out there. So I'm kind of just like, okay, like, maybe you did start your own app, but I really I can't really do that, because I'm busy helping my dad with his company. So I don't really have that privilege to go to school or to have time to sit and learn how to code, or I don't even know if coding was going to, like, I have no idea how this whole thing works. I'm assuming, like, you'd have to get, like, a certificate in, like, software development, and then you'd have to do more stuff, and then, like, I think Google had, like, certificates, and so I just feel like that's just, I feel like I would probably just want to look for someone who knows what they're doing. It's like kind of like you get injured, and I'm like, well, I could do my own operation and fix my leg, but then I'm like, I don't know if I want to do that. I'd rather go with the doctor who has seen millions of legs and has seen so many, you know what I mean? So just feel like I would have to go to school like 7 years just to do this on my own. So, and I
you
just feel like that's
just... You have to be a superhuman to be able to do all of the application yourself, especially if you want your application to be live on the Apple App Store and the Android Play Store, right? Because they have very strict guidelines. But even without that, you have to be a designer, right? You have to be, you know, a certified designer. You have to be a developer. Mm-hmm. You have to be an SQA testing person that tests the application on all different types of screens and platforms and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And then you should be able to deal with the back-end server that is called the DevOps, right? And any of these
is
a 3 or 4 year study. And so, like I said, you'd either have to be like, you know, you'd have to study this for like 10, 15 years, or you'd have to be a superhuman simply to be able to build an application on your own. So everyone who tells you that, you know, they build the application themselves, DIY, I don't think that's, you know, that sounds like a joke to me. And, you know, not everything that you find on the internet can actually be believed, right? That's it?
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, like you, and that already, like, because we have some clients who work in the, like, I think they do, like, software development, And I see they're always stressed out. Like, they're losing hair, they're losing sleep, and I'm like, yeah, I can't do that.
So, yeah, I mean, but then again, it's not going to cost you anywhere near $1,000, I'll be honest with you, right, because I don't want to take you down a rabbit hole and then break the pricing to you. Even if we, of course, the pricing that you saw on the internet, $30,000 to $80,000, that's a very fair range for a standard application, and some applications might even cost you more than that, right? Now, here's the deal. Emmanuel, if you really want to pursue this, and since I understand that you are, you know, you are an individual, you're not a big company, you're not a big enterprise yet, there are some ways we can help you cut down the cost, right? And then what you can do is, you know, just like you were, you send me this link from lawnstarter.com, and if you focus on the link, yeah. I think you already did observe what the news is about. They actually raised $10.5 million in funding on their application. That's the article you sent over to me. Did you read that?
No, well, we used to use them, you know, we used to use their products before, but we realized we were not making any money from them because, for example, they were just going off of the square footage of a house, right? So some yards, even though they're small, they're more complicated because yards, they have, like, a lot of obstacles, they have rocks, they have, you know, the flower beds are, like, all weird shapes. Like, those will take longer than the big yards where it's just a plain square, you know? Why? Because, you know, it's faster to do the ones that are, like, even though it's bigger, it's much faster to do it simply because it doesn't have a lot of obstacles, you know? And so a lot of the time they would give us yards. They would be like, well, this is a tiny yard. This is only like a $20 yard, right? But then, you know, while we were doing it, we encountered a lot of obstacles that, you know, it turned out to be almost like 2 hours just to do this little tiny yard simply because of, you know, all the you know, they had trash everywhere. They you know, like the owners had trash everywhere, and we can't really go over that with them more because then we create a mess, you know.
How do you price your services? Do you do an inspection first and then give them a pricing?
So we were using that app, but they were not paying us the fair price because they were just going off of the square footage, you know. Well, yes, the house is tiny, the house is small. However, this house, it has a lot of obstacles, and because it has a lot of obstacles, it's hard for us to finish it quickly because we're trying to move on to the next house. So we're not trying to spend 2 hours there. And so because they had a lot of trash, you had to pick up the trash, you had to go around. You couldn't go through, you couldn't use the big mower in there. You had to use like the tiny mower because, you know, the doors were so tiny. And so while it was a tiny house, it just took longer. And then the people from Lawn Starter, they didn't understand that.
How do you price your services? I mean, do you do an inspection first and then quote them?
Yeah, we go there. We look at how, you know, is it, first of all, we look there. Does it have easy access? Is it good to park? Or another thing we consider is, like, do we have other yards or other clients by this house, you know, because we want to have all of our clients in one area because that helps us to do more yards. We don't want to be driving all day from one side of the town to the other side because by then we're just driving around and not making money. So we try to keep all of our customers.
Daniel, why don't you do this? So rather than trying to cover a small area, and I think that's exactly where you're kind of faltering with your business, I'll be honest with you. As a business analyst, I see that's probably your biggest issue with your business right now, that you're trying to cover as many houses as possible. And while that makes sense, of course, you know, that saves you gas prices, that saves you time, you don't have to travel a lot, but then you're missing out on a lot of opportunities, right? So why don't you do this? Why don't you partner up with, let's say, you know, say 50 different landscaping companies all over the Texas region in the first phase, for example, and then, you know, using an application, you generate leads for all over Texas area in all of the cities of Texas, And for those areas that you cannot cover, say, cities outside your city, right, you could outsource that work to your partner companies, and you can have, let's say, one or a couple partner landscaping businesses in each of the cities of the of Texas. Why don't you go for something like that?
Yeah, I mean, I've been thinking about doing that sometimes, but sometimes we kind of just sometimes we encounter, they see us out there, and sometimes we do make some money, but like it's just rare because the people see us mowing the yard, so they see us and they're like, hey, can you come and do this, or can you come trim my bushes, or can you come and cut this tree branch or stuff like that. And that's like our lucky day. We made it, but that was just because we were out there and we were but so I mean, we have thought about going with, we were using the lawn starter, like I said, but we felt like we were not really making money. I think they were making money, but not us.
Well, and that's exactly how they raised $10.5 million on their application. And, it's on the link that you sent to me. So If you look at the same link, you'll find out that they raised a hell lot of money from the digital platform they have for home services.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I'm recommending you. See, I realize your father did a simple business, right? He provided a simple service within a limited area, and he made enough for bread and butter, and he was probably happy with that, right? But you seem like to be an ambitious person who wants to make this business grow and turn this into an enterprise that does not take you. And how does a small business turn into an enterprise? When you don't have to go to each of your customers to get the job done, right? Because you have only so many hours in a day that you can spend, right? So what I'm talking about essentially, Emmanuel, is that, it's not a question of whether you want an application or not. The first question is, what kind of vision do you have with this company? Do you want to be the next lawn starter, right? Or do you want to have the most houses in your locality that you do the lawn services for, right? Because if you want to be better, you wouldn't be able to make more than a few thousand dollars every month. But if you become a lawn starter, then you can reach out to investors. You can show them that you have a serious idea, you have a concept, you have a proof of concept for that. You have an application that's working on, say, either Android or iOS. And once they see that, then they don't just see a working product; they see your determination and your enthusiasm to make something big out of it as well. And that's exactly what's going to woo in other investors onto your business, and they're going to make an investment with you. And, the best business is not run with your own money. You run it with other investors' money, and you make it big, right? So you first have to clarify your, vision. You have to understand what you want to do. What do you want to do here?
Well, I just want to improve it to the point where we're actually making some money, because right now we're kind of just living, check by check, and sometimes we just don't even have enough money for, to even pay the bills, because we're kind of behind, or people just didn't want to pay, and we have to be, after people saying, hey, pay, but then they tell us, I don't have any money, they're suffering economically, or there was like a boom here in Texas going on with like Elon Musk and the Tesla and the Amazon buildings here, but I guess they just started firing people, and now those people don't have a job, and it's kind of sad. I mean, I understand, but they should have at least told me I'm not going to be able to pay for my lawn service anymore because I don't have a job anymore. They should have at least told me that so that I wouldn't go and do their yard and do the people that actually do have money.
You're right, but again, we come back to the same point. You cannot control the circumstances that are out of your, control, right? What you could do is that you can do it better the next time. And how you do it better is that you need to have partner companies servicing more areas. You need to have investors on board that can invest into your business, right? Now, I understand that you're paycheck to paycheck right now, so, you know, that probably is something that's far-fetched for you, but this is your ultimate direction, right? And the sooner you can get to it, the better it's going to be. Now, that said, Emmanuel, let me try and cut this short for you. So, anything like this, a minimum on a regular day, would cost you somewhere about $30,000 to $40,000 for both the Android and the iOS, where your application would be live on the Google Play Store, and it would be live on the Apple App Store as well. However, like I mentioned previously as well, there's a couple ways we can help you cut down the cost to almost half of it, right? That is going to be two things. A, we have done similar applications before, so we wouldn't have to really build application from scratch, right? We wouldn't have to code it from scratch. The design will be completely unique. It's going to be built from scratch. We will show you the design, but at the time of development, our team here would not have to write all the code ourselves because we have some code that we did for some other companies, and we can plug that into your application, and that's going to reduce the man hours we would need to complete the app. The second thing we can do to cut down the cost is that we can help you decide whether you should go for just the Android or just the iOS in the first phase, and that way you don't have to build two different applications for two platforms. You will be building one application that can actually go live on either Google Store, which is the Android Store, or it can go live on the Apple Store, right? My recommendation to you, of course, would be Android, simply because it has 70% users. You know, 70% of the cell phone users are on Android, while only 30% is on Apple, right? And that is going to bring the cost down for you for $15,000, a one-time fee that gets you a custom design, a completely developed application that goes live on the Android App Store. And from there, you can start showing this to investors. We can even connect you with, you know, the investors who would be interested into investing in something like this. And you can make something bigger out of it, right? Now, it all comes down to you. Whether can you commit $5,000 per month for 3 months on this application to get this idea to a stage where you can get investors on board, or you want to continue doing what you're doing right now?
Well, obviously, what I'm doing right now is not leaving any results. So I definitely do bring some hope. I mean, I know $15,000 maybe in California is like nothing because I hear everybody in California is rich. But I mean, except for the homeless, because that's all I hear. It's California, you're either rich or homeless, one of the two. So, but I feel like maybe that is a realistic thing. I do know we have to change. We definitely do have to do something on our behalf. I know definitely we do have to change our policies and the way we have been running our business and basically, you know, because sometimes we're kind of just too nice with people and we kind of just let them not pay us or sometimes, you know, it's just like the hard part is going after the customers because we don't want to be rude and make them feel uncomfortable or them like getting mad at us or whatever reason, you know. So it's hard, you know, but at the same time, like the bills are pressuring us, you know, like we have this burden on the back. They like, oh, you have to pay bills, you know. And so sometimes I'm like, okay, so like what can I do? So that's why I thought, well, maybe I can, you know, just hire someone to do an app, and that would definitely help us a lot to blast off and to compete with these companies. But like I think what you said, I think that finding like an investor would definitely be helpful. And so I think definitely that's something I'm gonna be looking into and hopefully explaining to them what our idea is and see if they can let us borrow the $30,000 or the $15,000 at least for startups, so that they, you know, we can pay the $15,000 to you and start with the Android first, and then after the Android, if things go smooth and if things go right the right way, then, you know, we can definitely move into the Apple. That way everybody is included, you know.
My friend, before you do that hassle and before you spend your time trying to get an investor first, any investor, especially with a tech startup, because now you're going to become a tech startup if you have an application, right? Just like Lawn Starter.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tech startup, right?
Right.
Any tech entrepreneur mm-hmm. or any other investor in the world, they need to see a proof of concept, as we call it. You need to have a proof of concept before they would invest into your application. Because otherwise, honestly, they have people coming in every day that I have an idea and I want to work on this and I need money, right? And they cannot just invest
right.
into an idea that has no existence. So you have to show
yes.
them that you are determined. And how you show that is that you have a proof of concept and you can show them how it actually works, right? So
mm-hmm.
once again, I mean, if not $5,000 for 3 months, when you started searching for a mobile application development company, what kind of budget did you have in mind that you can commit to a mobile application on a monthly basis, let's say for, 5 months or 7 months in total?
Honestly, I was thinking maybe like 500, maybe 1,000, but I think I was just thinking too tiny, you know?
Well, yeah, 1,000 would be, I think it would be a little too low, I'd be honest with you, right? I don't want to make you lose your hopes. I do really want to
mm-hmm.
help you with this because I know you're a small business, you're trying to make it big, and then you have that kind of vision, and that's probably why we're talking today, right? Your dad did
yes.
a business, and now you are there, you are the next generation, and you want to make it big, you want to at least be able to afford, a good life out of it. So I want to help you with this, Emmanuel, but $1,000 for any company for that matter would be a very low installment.
Yeah, I know.
What
yeah.
I can do.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
I realize this is too low.
Mm-hmm. Sorry?
No, yeah, I said I realize it's definitely too low. That's I completely understand now, like the
right.
big picture,
So here's the deal. I mean, if you really want to do it, and if the price is the only problem and the affordability is the only problem, then the last thing that I can do for you is that you can although we don't offer an installment plan that's lower than 33% per month, but what we can do for you is that you can start with $2,000 every month for the next 7 months, and for $14,000 we are going to complete the application for you for Android, right? So you will have the ability to pay the installments or for the next 7 months rather than the next 3 months, and you can pay $2,000 every month. And of course, after seeing design and then, the first stage of development and then the second stage of development and then towards testing and then deployment, we can divide the payments into 7 different steps for you, one of them each month, and that is going to be $2,000 per month, if that makes any difference to you.
No, yeah, that sounds reasonable. I just have to make sure that we can generate $2,000, because right now we're not generating that.
Mm-hmm.
We're barely generating like 1,500 or something, or maybe not even that, maybe even less. Maybe it's just barely about 1,000.
All right.
So, and that's, we use that to like pay our bills, pay, pay rent, pay car insurance and all of that stuff. So it's just, that's barely what we can barely afford. So I do think for sure is that we need to definitely work on our clients. We definitely need to work on, how are we charging our prices. And like you said, we definitely need to focus on customers who are not affected right now economically, because there is a lot of people here in Texas who are being affected by, I don't know what's going on. I have no idea. I'm not an expert in economics or economy or whatever, but I know definitely I'm seeing a big, shift where people are being affected here quite a lot, And so, I mean, I've seen people even lose homes, where they drag them out, to the street, because in Texas, if you don't pay rent, and the landlord has the right to kick you out.
Right, that I know, yeah.
So,
exactly.
So I don't know, and I think in California they say that some parts in California the landlord, even if the landlord cannot, I don't know if that's true also, but I think in California, some parts in California, if you can't afford the rent, then the landlord has to keep you there or something like that.
Right, but I mean, it's called a severance law, but it's not applicable on all the situations. I mean, it is probably helpful for some portion of people, but it's not for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm definitely going to keep you in mind, and I, you know, you definitely helped me a lot, so and I'm definitely going to try to come up with like a better business plan, because right now whatever we're doing in terms of just, because you could say, okay, well, at least they're making some money doing something right now, you know, but right now I don't think we're not making any money at all. So, but yes, and also I really want to pay you for your time right now, so how much do I owe you or how can I pay you? Because
oh, no.
I know I've gone to people's homes to give Vanessa a price, and then they don't want, you know, I just went there and they didn't give me the job, you know, and so I don't want you to feel like you know, I'm willing to at least pay you for this consultation.
Oh, no, not at all. I appreciate that, but we don't charge for consultation, and we, you know, we understand that this is part of business, right? So, you know, we also talk to like, you know, say 10 clients a day, and we get two on board, right? So the 8 clients that we just speak to and they don't award the project to us, that's just a cost of business. So we don't mind that, right? And I'm glad that I was helpful to you, and I, you know, I hope that I helped you decide some direction with your business. And then, you know, hopefully, you know, we can work together sometime in the future.
Yeah, I think the $2,000 does help, because I think that, you know, if we can have the app, I can just, you know, tell our good clients right now to download it. And that way, I don't know how many features or how many things you can add into the app.
I'll give you a full plan for it. I mean, as long as, you know, when you are able to agree with the pricing and the installments and everything, and you tell me that, you know, now, Rick, I'm good to go, and I think I can afford this, then, of course, before we start, we'll give you a full plan of, you know, what the app can include and what it should include, mm-hmm. to make sure your customers can stay on it and they can, you know, access your services and they can book an appointment on your calendar, you know, on a live calendar and everything. So that is, you know, that comes under discovery that we do even before design, right? So before we get into the design step, before we get into the execution of the actual application, we have an internal workshop whereby, you know, we sit together and then we loop you in as well, and we discuss what kind of, you know, we first study your industry, we study the local dynamics of your business, and then we create a plan according to that, and we tell you, you know, these are the features you should have. And this is what we could do for the next stages of development, and you know, this is going to be the timeline and everything. So that of course comes, you know, but for that to happen, we have to get to a point where, you know, you can accept the final commitment towards it, and you can tell me that, Rick, I'm good to go with installments, and I think I can afford it now, or I can at least afford the first 2 or 3 installments before, you know, I can start getting some business. And, you know, then I can pay the rest of it.
Okay, that sounds like a plan, I think. That gets me excited, and that gets me more, like, determined to try to increase our profit so that, you know, because I feel like this app is definitely going to be an investment to help us grow little by little, I think. So
right.
I think that definitely will help us. And so I just need to now figure out a way to come up with $2,000 a month, and I think that is reasonable. I think we just need to change our, you know, change our direction of what we're doing here in our business too, in order to, you know, because I think once we have the app, then I feel like people will have a little bit more respect for us, and then they can say like, oh, well, this company's new, because it, you know, not a lot of landscapers here in my area have apps here. Like, a lot of people just do it, like, they're just kind of like, how can I explain this? They're kind of just, doing it without an app, but I think an app would definitely
put up a signage, or they put up a billboard and something like that, right?
Yeah, they put a billboard, or they pay Google Ads, or they have one person that all that they do is marketing and stuff like that. But I mean, that's also
that is a big caveat. That's a big opportunity. I mean, in an industry that's not so tech savvy, you know, getting an application and being the first one within your area to, you know, actually have something like that for your customers, I think that's going to be a game changer for you. I mean, your customers are definitely going to love it just because no one else does it at this time, right? So the sooner you can do it, you know, I think time is of essence as well. I mean, everyone knows there are applications that exist, right? Everyone knows about, you know, a lot of them would know about the lawn starter application or similar applications. And, you know, a lot of, you know, companions of yours in your industry that do landscaping services may have it in mind that they want to build an application sometime in the near future. Now, whoever gets that first and can advertise that first in your local community is going to get the most traction, because at the end of the day, they're going to be the first ones doing it without anyone else doing it. I think that's going to be a great competitive edge, a competitive advantage, as you call it in economics, that you can get over your competitors.
Yes, I and that's what I'm trying to do. So, you know, like I looked at how Amazon started, or how the guy who created the computer and stuff like that, you know, they pretty much started in the garage. So, that sounds like a plan. I'll definitely keep you updated and see if we can, you know, like I said, we're definitely going to try to change our business model and try to make more profit, so that, you know, I think that the sooner we can get this app going, I think this will definitely change the direction of where we're going and stuff like that.
Perfect then. So I think, Emmanuel, I think I'm hoping that the call today was, you know, at least productive, if nothing else. And now you know that the entry price for you to get an application with us at a bare minimum is $2,000 a month. And then the total cost that I quoted to you is $14,000 for one platform. Apart from that, I've sent you our company profile as well. I've done some effort to put that together, so, you know, I hope you look at that as well. That's going to give you some good idea on the kind of applications we've done, and you could download those applications as well and look at them, and that's going to help you brainstorm what an application should actually do and what it should look like and what kind of benefits it can get to your business, right? That said, Emmanuel, it's late here as well, and then I know it's almost 8 o'clock at your end as well. I'll let you go for now unless you have something else for me at this time.
No, that would be all. Thank you so much.
Well, that is my pleasure, and I hope to work with you, and I hope to hear back from you once again, you know, in the near future. All right?
Okay. Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much.
You have a good
wonderful
evening.
Day.
Thank you. You as well. Bye now.
Yeah, bye-bye.